When your schedule is packed, it can be difficult to put a wholesome meal on the table. That's where HelloFresh comes in. With 50 delicious weekly recipes, HelloFresh has something for everyone. Each box is fully customizable to fit your preferences and delivered to your door, so you can skip the grocery store and make something wholesome, easy, and affordably. Need something delicious in a flash? Try 15-minute meals that come together in 3 simple steps, or prep and bake meals that are low on prep and mess. No time to cook? Dig into ready-made meals that go from fridge to fork in 3 minutes, so you can eat well without the hassle. Go to HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh10Free now to get a free high-protein item for life and up to 10 free meals. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now imagine stepping into a garden where power, politics and artistry collide. A place where kings and queens once walked, where war and diplomacy shaped the very landscape. Where's that? Dermot Gavin, Chelsea gold medal winner, garden designer, horticulturist and much more, joins me. Where is that place?
It's in Apeldoorn in the Netherlands, so it's about an hour away from Amsterdam, and it's one of the great gardens of the world, but it's one that many haven't heard of.
It's called Het Loo.
So the palace is called Het Loo, and it was purchased, well, the original site was a castle next door that was purchased by a relatively young married couple called William and Mary. Mary was the daughter of King James of England, and William was in effect the ruler, the political ruler of the Netherlands, and they bought a place to create a place for fun. They wanted to build a beautiful garden. They wanted to hunt. And this was it had great water resources nearby. There was a lovely forest, so it was the perfect place for them to do that.
Now, you have imagery online, and I've seen those images. I mean, this place competes with Versailles.
That was the whole point of it. So 5 years after buying it and beginning to build their hunting lodge, he was crowned king, or he was appointed by the British Parliament king of not only the Netherlands, but England, Ireland and Scotland. So all of a sudden it became a palace. And the real issue at the time was the expansionist nature of King Louis XIV in Paris. And everything was a competition. Everything was war or a competition in terms of with
France. So I presume he wasn't a great horticulturist himself, King Billy. So he got someone to do the work.
Oh, he had a whole army of people doing the work. And, you know, Lynott had worked with Versailles. William and Mary, who was particularly interested. Well, they did have great resources because they had the, let's say, the profits from the Dutch East India Company who were out in South America and in Central America and making lots of money, but also finding lots of plants. So the plants were going back. They had this magnificent garden to create. They had the best in terms of designers, mathematicians, and the people you would expect to build the statues, to build the waterworks, to understand water pressure.
And that's the thing about everything. The Dutch, because they are surrounded by water and they had to build dikes and so on to keep what land they had as arable land, they knew about water.
They knew about water, and William in particular knew about water because Holland, the Netherlands, had been invaded previously by the British, by the French, who were again on this expansionist day. And what he had done while he was political ruler was to flood many areas of the country to keep all the French out, all the invaders out. So he knew exactly the power of water. He knew what an amazing resource it was. The area for the palace was set fairly low. There were hills around, and there was an amazing availability of water. And unlike Versailles, this is something you'd never, we'd never think about these days. In Versailles, all the water was engineered. It had to be pumped. And it went off after a little while and became smelly. His was fresh, sweet water. Mm. And his fountains.
I remember you telling us about Versailles, that when they were walking through the palace grounds with all the different gardens, that the water was actually moved from place to place. They didn't have enough.
Absolutely. So there was a plumber behind the king and a plumber before the king. One turning the system off, the other turning the system on. They didn't have that issue at Hetloo, insofar as the main fountain was able to reach a height of 43 feet, higher than anything in Versailles. Mm. And that was William showing his manhood.
Okay, now...
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans, because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The history of this garden, I mean, it was transformed into what? Landscape? Just.
Yeah, well,
at some
you know,
point.
Things come and go and styles come and go, and William and Mary came and went, and it ended up in the hands of Louis Bonaparte, who was the son of Napoleon. And at that stage, when Louis was there, the style du jour was the English landscape movement, as perfected by people like William Kent, Capability Brown. So the garden was buried,
now,
physically
the
buried.
The garden, I mean... You have the image in front of you there, and I've seen it because you posted it online. The actual layout of the garden is beautiful. It's very symmetrical, loads of flower beds and shrubbery and so on. It is very reminiscent of Versailles, as I said it at the beginning. And they covered all of that up.
Covered it all under feet and feet and feet of topsoil, which must have been an enormous job in itself, because that style was out. That style was very expensive to maintain. One of these landscape gardens would have been A, the trendy thing, and B, it would have allowed you to perfect the work of God, as Capability Brown would have put it. So you're painting your own picture. But what was really interesting, so in time, we come to the contemporary era, and history is being reevaluated, reappreciated. There's a great vogue for restoring these type of gardens, and the biggest restoration was here at Hetloo.
Who owns Hetloo now?
So Hetloo is, up until 1963, it was still owned by the monarchy. Now it's owned by the people in their version of a national trust. But what was really amazing when they decided to restore is that they discovered that Queen Mary had got the king's physician to write notes about everything, about all elements of the garden. So that and they had all the bills, they could see all the plants that were bought, all the ornamentation, they knew, they had the drawings of the fountains and whatever. So they were able to restore it almost as it had been.
So did they actually just strip off all of that topsoil and the planting that had happened a couple of centuries before to expose the original design?
Not
beneath.
Only that, they discovered the basins, they discovered much of the ornamentation buried underground, and that's exactly what they did.
My goodness. So it is now visitable.
It's now, now you can visit. Just last year they opened the remarkable 5,000 square foot extension to the museum, all underground. So there's you can visit the house, you can visit this new museum, you can learn all about the history of King Billy in his days of politicking at home. Open for everybody to visit.
And it's only an hour outside Amsterdam.
Only and a very easy to get to and quite a remarkable place to visit.
Okay, now you were inspired by Het Lu for one of your enterprises.
There was an element, so I came across Het Lu, one element of it, which was in the Queen's garden. So immediately outside the palace, the King had his own area, the Queen had her own area, as would have been the case of the palace. It would have been divided into apartments for each. In his area, immediately outside, he played a game called Kof, which was the forerunner to golf.
Yeah.
She had this series of remarkable tunnels made by Carpinus. So this is the hornbeam tree bent to her will to create. It was very hot there in midsummer with, you know, little air circulation. It would have been a difficult garden to visit. So she had this remarkable garden created, which I saw images on social media, on Pinterest, about 7 or 8 years ago. And I was asked to design an area of Antrim Castle Gardens up in Northern Ireland, which is a council-run property, but a property of that era. And to do so, I went to investigate Het Lu Palace Gardens in Apeldoorn, and I designed a kind of auditorium, a colosseum of these gardens, yeah.
Which in time might have had a kind of a tent-like structure within, and you could have opera or concerts or whatever.
First time I was ever there, Barry Douglas was coming the following day to perform in the garden, so that gave me the idea that you could create this colosseum from plants and then cover it with a canvas and have exhibitions and concerts and whatever. So that's what I proposed.
All right. You are going to explain all of this in more detail tonight?
At 7 o'clock on Instagram Live at my handle at Dermot Gavin. But if you want to see images of the gardens, I've put them up on my stories there.
Dermot Gavin, thank you very much for another fascinating story of a garden, this time King Billy's Garden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.